you know what it's going to sound like. That's how I was able to play that Mr. Softy melody. I don't even know if that's the original Mr. Softy melody, but that's one of the ice cream melodies. So, the sound of the octave is somewhere over the rainbow. So what you would do is, you know, you can pause this recording. Obviously, you're not going to do this on your guitar. You're going to do it in your head. And whether you sing, you know, in front of people or not, it really has no bearing, you know. But if you sing, pick a note, any starting note. You know, suppose I give you one right now. And if I play, let's say, and if you sing that note, now sing some, and then sing the second note of that song, it's going to sound like somewhere. Alright, if I give you a brand new note, let's call it this. So you're going to sing some, and then the next note of the song is where. You get the idea? So, once you learn a few intervals, we can test you, you know, which one is which. So suppose we learn we just learned the octave, which is somewhere over the rainbow, and then we'll do the fifth next. We're doing these in order of sort of like most common intervals in music or whatever. So the interval of the fifth is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 5. Now, I think the most famous example of this would be from Richard Strauss. It's called Also Sprach Zarathustra. You may know it much better as the theme from the 2001 movie. It sounds like this. Now, I'm dating myself. I realize that. But if you've ever heard this theme, it's pretty famous. They also used to have it on Sesame Street. Right? Ding, 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 ding. Right? You see what I mean? Here to here, 1, 5, and actually there's an octave after that. Octave. Right, pretty intimidating theme there. But yeah, it's Richard Strauss actually wrote that classical theme. And it's a great book too. Also, Thus Spoke Zarathustra by Friedrich Nietzsche, which was inspired by that. Or the other way around. Anyway, I digress. So, the interval from a fifth, from the root to a fifth is. So, if you go online and look up the interval of a fifth and you find songs or you discover songs that have that interval and you prefer that to my example, or any interval, if you find a song that has that interval, you know, maybe check with me first to make sure you're right. But you can substitute any of these examples with your own songs of your own discovery, you know. You know, I mean, suppose you're into hard rock, heavy metal, you know, the Crazy Train, there are thousands of examples, but something completely on the other end of the spectrum would be Crazy Train. Now, it's not in that key originally, it's. But from here to here, boom, boom, that's a fifth. And you can sing that original theme I proposed to you. And then after that is an octave of the first note. Right? So any note I start on, I give you, try and sing it, and then sing a fifth up. That's your starting note. And then, would be your fifth. Now, if you have trouble hearing that, you can also sing Do, Re, Mi, either out loud or in your head. I'll do it out loud. It'll be Do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's part of it too, is to be able to sing the notes kind of in your head, if that makes any sense. There was a point, I'm digressing a little here, but when I was like 15 or 16 or something, when I was learning guitar, all the way up till probably into my 30s, there would be times where I would practice the guitar away from the guitar. Like, how is that even possible? Because once you memorize where the intervals are in each position of the fretboard, okay, which in the system I use, there's only five of them. There's only five positions that you need to memorize the intervals